Well, now I'm going to take you to Kate Lever, our roving reporter, who is, she's headed off to space school this morning, and not where you might be expecting. She is in the northern suburb of Kundoola for the launch of the Kids in Space program. This sounds like a whole lot of fun. Hello, Kate.
Gibbo, good morning. Yes, I'm in Kundoola in Mercy College's big hall. And look, it's the calm before the storm because this is soon going to be filled up with hundreds of students. They're taking part in this massive national competition. It's called Kids in Space. And if I think back to my science classes at school, it was never anything this exciting. This is very impressive. These kids do everything from 3D printing to coding to robotics, digital tech. But today they are actually designing things for astronauts, Gibbo. And there's about 100 schools across Australia taking part, 10 here in WA. I want to start with Aisha in year six here at Mercy College. What are you wanting to design and pitch today in this Shark Tank style environment?
So today we have made something that will help astronauts sleep, because in the spaceship it's very loud and very bright. So we have designed, it's called Dream Guard headphones. It's noise-cancelling headphones with a shield so no light can come in.
That is extremely impressive. And Sophie, you are also in year six. What is your team going to pitch today?
So we've made something called the Cough Watch. It's a multifunctional watch. Cough stands for Camera Oxygen Fitness Time Watch.
Wow. And what does that watch that monitors the astronaut and things like that?
It monitors the astronauts and helps the astronauts report back to the space station.
Wow, this is incredible, guys. I'm very impressed. Mandy is the director of learning. She's going to tell us a bit more about what this is all about, Kids in Space. We're not actually sending kids to space today, but it's all around the ideas and the processes.
That's right. We're not sending them yet, but yeah, that might be an outcome. Yeah, Kids in Space is a national project. We have 116 schools around the country participating this year in every state and territory. There are 10 here in WA, so we're about to have 20 teams from those schools presenting their ideas. And the project is sponsored by the Andy Thomas Space Foundation and the Australian Space Agency and some other great sponsors, and delivered by our company, Makers Empire, that's an education technology company.
And the winner will be announced today.
Yeah, so we've got six space industry judges coming along today that the students will be pitching their ideas to, and those judges will have the very challenging task of choosing a winner who will then come to the national showcase in November, which is in Adelaide at the Space Discovery Centre.
And I think on every kid's list, the job description astronaut is always up there. But this is incredible that this is actually making this happen for kids so young and actually allowing them to dream extremely, extremely big.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the big aims is to create awareness and inspiration through space. And yes, astronauts is a common choice of what I want to be when I grow up. But however, there are many, many other careers and jobs in the space industry that are very real possibilities for these young students today.
And guys, is astronaut on your list of what you would want to do?
Not as much.
Something along the sciencey arena?
Yeah. Paleontology mainly.
Ooh, paleontology. What about you, Sophie?
For the astronaut, it was for when I was younger, but when I realised you have to do a lot of fitness and training, yes, kind of gave up on that.
Yes. And look, just really quickly, Therese, you're a science and STEM digital tech teacher.
Digital tech teacher.
I'm so impressed. Can you just run through what some of your students do?
So in our digital tech lessons, we do a bit of podcasting, we do green screen, we look at augmented reality, even from the early years up until year six. We do a lot of coding.
Robotics?
And robotics, yeah. So that's really huge, and the kids absolutely enjoy it. So,
Well, best of luck, everyone, today with your pitches. Gibbo, again, every time I come to a school and see what they're doing in STEM, I am just blown away. So, yeah, big day for these students here. Very, very cool. Well,
come on then, Kate. What was on your list when you were at school? What did you want to be when you grew up?
It definitely wasn't astronaut. Probably, I don't know, superstar singer or something, and then I realised that the karaoke scene wasn't really for me, and, you know, what about you, Gibbo?
I always just said journalist. English was the only thing I could do at school.
I think if science was like this when I was at school, I probably would have excelled a little bit better. But yeah, same. Definitely the English humanities subjects for me.
Yeah, no science and maths for me. Just English and talking. Writing and talking. That's all I do.
Kate, yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for that, for meeting the kids and the staff. Kate Lever at Mercy College in Coondoola. Students and teachers chatting about the Kids in Space program. Now, there's a really big event happening around this today involving, wait for it, 116 schools across the country, and 10 of them are here in WA. So that's a pretty big deal. And there are a lot of kids these days who talk about, you know, wanting to go into space or be an astronaut when they grow up. And these days, anything is possible. It is 28 past 7. You're on 720 ABC Radio Perth. Thanks for your company this morning. Got a bit of traffic news.